facing, whatever giant you're dealing with, you have the faith to make change. You can believe it, because God is going to do bigger, greater, more than what you have ever thought in your mind. Before you've ever seen it in your mind, it's already being done in the spirit. The Bible tells me that faith is the substance of things hoped for. So what do you think the enemy's going to do? He's going to try to make you lose hope. But, say but. But God. No, say it like that. But God. See, y'all just had schooling on how to preach. Well, I'm going to show you another way how to do it. You say, but God. You got to pull on the ear. You got to pull on the ear. But God. You, brother, I said pull on your ear. But God. Oh, all right. See. Why do we pull on the ear? Why do the preachers pull on the ear when they start to feel the Holy Ghost? Hey! Because they're reminded of how when they were a kid in church and they were acting up, mama pulled, hey! And it just brings forth the anointing. Because there's something about the, hey! And it just comes out. If you're hoping for something, here's what the Bible says. It's the evidence of things not seen. What? Let me learn you. The evidence of things not seen. So if you ain't seen it yet, it's still the faith and the assurance of God that it's already here. I'm going to help some of you. Let's, next one. It ain't nothing but a thing. Genesis 1:26. God created us in his image, did he not?
Yes.
Let's create man in our image. What image is that? Spirit, not flesh. That's only because the Eve, you know, women messing. No, I'm just playing. Anointing went out again. The anointing went out again. Oh, man, where my armor bearers at? All right, now watch this. Oh, the kids can stay in here. We're cool. Because y'all can hold your kids instead of hit me. Noah received things, say things.
Things.
Noah received things, say things.
Things.
From God by the Spirit. Did he not? Were there any blueprints on how to build an ark?
No.
So how can he remember the measurements? How can he remember what screw went where? What nail went where? And he didn't have anything left over. You know, like how we do. We put together a swing and we have parts left over. No, not that swing, because you're like, well, my kids ain't going to get on that one. How is it that he knew how to put something together when he didn't need to know about a boat when there was no need for a boat? Mm-hmm. That's God knocking. Will you let him in? Will you let him in? He says, I'm knocking by the Spirit. And those that will open up the door, I will come in. Because we're spirit beings. So y'all think I'm talking like, Pastor, you don't care about the kids? No. That's why we're doing it. It's for the kids. Moses received things, say things.
Thanks.
From God in the Spirit to build his temple. Ain't nothing but a thing. Say it like that. Ain't nothing but a thing. I see y'all with me now. Y'all with me. See, y'all catching this. Ain't nothing but a thing. Faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. The scripture that was speaking about faith, hearing by the word of God, there was no Bible then. Mm-mm. Some things need to be heard by your spirit. And then all of a sudden you start to get things to manifest in your natural.
That's right. Amen.
Next one. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, but the evidence of things not seen. It's evident. If you ain't seen it yet, it's still coming. Can you imagine when God said, Noah, I want you to build me a boat? The what? Boat. You don't put animals in it? Not my family, but animals. Okay. How big? It's going to take me a long time. Huh? I'm going to live to be over 100. Shoo. I'll do this thing. Now watch this, watch this. Y'all probably don't even think about this. How many of you received a prophetic word from God? Raise your hand. And then you start believing it and you start kind of putting things up on a board. But yet, you haven't seen it manifested. But yet, people are saying, where are you putting up a plane, a house, a bus? I see a turntable there now. I see that the board is growing now. Now, I see people put houses and cars. A ring. Oh, thank you, Jesus. You see that ring there? Mm-hmm. Somebody put a garage opener. Look at that. A garage opener. Hey, what I'm trying to tell you is you've got to believe that you can get it. And when people start seeing you put things up on a board or start declaring things, imagine what Noah was going through. Noah, what you doing? I'm building me a boat because it's about to flood. It ain't rain. What's rain? It ain't, what are you talking about? Have you ever had to go through something in the middle of you standing for what you believe? And guess what? It didn't just happen overnight. It didn't happen in a month's time. Matter of fact, it didn't happen in 3 months' time, and that's when we start losing God's, you know, forget you, God. 3 months, I'm out of here. 90-day probation, I'm gone. Everybody gives God 90 days. God, you got 90 days to come through. Okay, and you get real spiritual. 3 times 10. 3 is the number of God. 10 is perfected order. So you got 90 days. 90 days come through. And if you don't come through, deuces. Really? We get all mad. But the Bible tells me that a day, one day, is like 1,000 years ago. Oh, oh, but he created the heavens and the earth in 7 days. Man, I don't even want to count no more. I've got to start building a boat. Everybody looking at me crazy. I can't go to the basketball game. I can't go to the football game. I can't go kick it. I can't go barbecue. I can't go do that. I got to do this for God. I don't know why I'm building this thing. I don't know why I keep building this. Now I don't even know if I want to do this because everybody's talking about me. Everybody says, you crazy. You stupid. You don't even know what you're doing. You don't even know how to build anything. Look at the way you hold the hammer in. Oh, you know how it is. When you start building something, somebody wants to give their 2 cents. Well, I don't think that window should go there. I think the window should go over here. Yeah. Oh, yeah, you shouldn't be using those kind of drapes. You should probably use these over here. You know, everybody wants to get in your Kool-Aid when you're doing something for God, and they want to tell you how you should do it. God didn't speak to them. He spoke to you.
Amen.
Yeah, I'm all up in somebody's business. What was it? Yeah, so you got people that want to change the design. No, if he spoke it, it's the way it's supposed to be.
Hallelujah.
Even though it takes 100+ years. Oh, I didn't get an amen on that one.
Amen.
No, I'm going to shout that one down too. You know why it took longer with them? They didn't have, wait, hold on now. They didn't have nothing written down. Everything was being created. Watch this. Here's the transitional shift. We have things written down.
Yes!
We have the blueprint.
Bible.
Here's the blueprint.
Amen.
I want to know what's going on in my life. Give me a word. I'll give you all the words. Look it up. Oh, but, you know, can I just use my BlackBerry or my iPod? Use it. Look it up for yourself. Here's the blueprint. Because we have it written down now, watch this. Now you have an advocate for your life,
Amen.
Which is Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Okay? What you got to understand is God is watching it from the beginning to the end. From the end to the beginning.
Yes.
Even in the middle.
Yes.
And when you're going through, but you're not going through alone. Even though it feels like everybody else is coming against you.
Amen.
Do you understand?
Yes, Lord.
All right. Next one. Is anything, say thing. Is anything Too hard for God?
No.
Nothing. No, 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 no. No tang. Not tang. Nothing too hard for God. Nothing. You think the problem that you're facing is too hard for God? Do you think the giant that is standing in front of you today is too hard for God? But why is it that we feel that we have to submit unto what was facing us to believe that that's what's going to take us out? What is facing you and standing before you is to take you in, not to take you out. Guess what? The biggest thing that comes against the Christians today? Delay. 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 You ever wonder why it's being delayed? Because God wants to show you something. So God put this in my life. He allowed it to come, did he not? How many times he rebuked and it didn't move? How many times you start kind of binding every kind of devil and it didn't move? You think you can move God? You think you can fast and pray and shanda and it don't move God, right? Then that's a clear indication that thing that's there is for your good. I didn't get an amen on that one, Joy. I ain't get that one. No. Go next one. I'm gonna move on. All right. 1 Samuel 12:16. Now then, stand. Oh, Lord Jesus. Oh, who put this one there? Now then, stand still and see this. Oh, here it is. Great thing. Say thing. Ain't nothing but a thing for God. The Lord is about, oh, here we go, to do before your eyes. Oh, but the operative right here. Stand still. It ain't your works. It's him working. It's him working. All right, now I'm gonna progress through these slides pretty quick. If the children are going to go to the back, who's taking them? You taking them? Okay, I just want to get a little bit of gospel in them for a little bit. Okay? And have you hold on to your kids for a little bit. Let them hold on to you. Let them hug on your neck. Let them enjoy church. All right? It's all good. All right, go have some fun, kids. Go have some funs. Go have some funs. Come on, go have some funs. Some funs. Oh, Slick Rick right here. Slick Rick. Go have some funs. Yeah. Oh, Lord Jesus, we need a bigger building. Oh, Lord Jesus. Oh, yes. Whoa. That's a lot of children's. Wow, wow, wow. Looky here, looky here. Yeah. Hey, hey, right here. Pay attention right here. Pay attention right here. Now, I got to keep it focused. Got to keep focused. Focus right here. All right, now look. We got to learn to stand still. Let him do the work, not you. Let him do the work. Here's the thing that happens in the body of Christ. We try to move God's hand. We try to have him move it quickly. And then we wonder why things don't work. Because he's trying to show us something about us. And also reveal him through us. Okay? Yes. 1 Corinthians 2:9. But as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ears heard, neither have entered into the heart of man. Oh, wait a minute. Entered into the heart of man. Here we go now. I'm going to try to help you. You ever wonder why some of the things that come your way, whether through spirit, through word, or through a revelation knowledge that comes, gets tested? Because where do you put the word? In your heart. Some of us, because we've been waiting a long time for a certain thing, our heart becomes hard. And the word can't take root. Well, Pastor, it's spirit. It's supposed to go to your spirit. And then your spirit just... Your spirit is always connected to God. Always. But you live here on this earth where your heart rules a lot of your decisions. Your heart rules a lot of your emotions. Your heart begins to lead you into deceptive ways because of your heart. Ever wonder why some of the things in your life have to do with pain concerning relationship? Because God is trying to show you that if you have the relationship with him first, when all these trials and tribulations, when they come, because they're coming. Now they're coming. And there should be coming around the mountain when she comes. It's coming. Don't even say, I wonder. No. I wonder what's next. Don't even ask. Because it's coming hard. And it's going to open up that heart so that the word can take root. But as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear has heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him. Love is not something that you just say, I love you. I just love you. Love is action. Love is something you do. Love always holds firm, regardless. Your kids, your mama, your auntie, your grandma may do something that make you mad. Do you quit loving them? Neither does God. When you mess up, you have to understand that he's working on things in your life that he's already prepared for you. He's already prepared it for you. Isaiah 65:17. See how we create new heavens and a new earth. The former, say things, will not be remembered, nor will they come to mind. Things. God is speaking in this hour to get you to understand he's got things stored up for you. He could have said other things, but he said things. Things. We need things on this earth. When you get to heaven, you don't need things in heaven. It's the things that you need here. He's still creating like he created before, but he's creating things for you here, what you need now. Ain't nothing but a thing for God. I don't care if your children are getting crazy and stupid on you. Yeah, I said the word stupid. When they get that way with you, don't think that God can't move on their behalf to show them how good he is through you to them. You understand? Oh, but you don't understand my child. I don't have to understand. God already understands. Maybe you've got to understand. There is nothing too hard for God that he can't bring things into your life. Things. The former, what? Things will not be remembered, nor will they come to mind. What things is he talking about? Pain. Not the one where you, ow, when you're, you know, because you don't know how to hold the hammer and you're hitting your nail. What is your own nail? We didn't talk about that kind of pain. We're talking about the pain that is everlasting. You know, the one from that last relationship that you messed up, or they messed up, which, you know, usually you blame it on them because you don't accept blame for yourself. See, I went to a couple marriages in my life before, and I used to blame them until I realized I got a new wife, got a new thing. Good thing. So the Bible says when you find a wife, you find a good thing. Well, let me help some of y'all. Let me help you that are looking for a new one. Not the one that you have now that you're going to go look for a new one. Hold on now. The ones that don't have any right now. Watch this. He says, when you find a wife, you can't make her a wife. You can't go and mold her into the wife you want. She already has to be a wife. And I ain't talking about being married. She already has to have the ability to be a wife. Oh, watch now. Now, let me help you single people in here. The man in your life already has to be a husband. He already has to be a good father, has to be a good provider. You can't make him change and make him be better. Only God can do it. But when you find your husband, you find a good thing. Oh, look at here. See, some of y'all don't believe this. Some of y'all don't believe that you're going to fight. I don't believe that. I believe that we can win.
I believe it.
You see? And I'm getting some shouts from some women in here. You see, what you got to understand, he even told Moses, you making me preach, girl. He even told Moses, don't fret no more. Go find yourself some ministers that you know to be ministers. You don't look for them, train them up to be ministers. You tell them, go and find that they already are. So in other words, when your husband walks in the room and you've only seen him for the first time, hey, what's your name is?
Oh my
your house, you go take a look at the house. When you go shopping for your car, you take a look at the car. So you paint yourself up real, I ain't talking about painting yourself up, but you know, you put on some, you know, underarm. You put on some, you comb your hair. Clean the butter out your eye. You brush your teeth. You put on some shoes. I'm talking to the men's in here. And you gotta know that you're looking for a queen. You ain't looking for no tramp, you're looking for a queen. The tramp you're not gonna find in church. And don't even come to the church looking for your husband or your mate. Well, I want a godly woman. Guess what? He'll bring them to you. Thank you, Lord. I see that they know how to break it down and do the shimmy, shimmy, shake. And I believe that's my spouse right there. God said, I ain't even speaking to you, son. That's you speaking. If you just let me be God in your life, I'll bring your soulmate to you. Don't give me that this is Jimmy. He'll give me all that he wants to give me. No. See, God is going to bring you a new thing. You have a tendency, some of y'all are not going to like this one. You have a tendency to pick the old things in your life over and over again, even though when it's new. You ever wonder why? Oh, Lord, gee, I told you, I got to do that. I got to do it. I got to do what I got to do. Some of this got to be rated R, called raw, for a reason. Y'all get jokers in your life that whoop on you because you are used to being whooped yourself. So what's inside of you, you haven't let go of the old things, the former things. So you look for someone that has the same thing in them that brings them right to you. You ever wonder why some of these things are attracted to you? Because it's inside of you. So I didn't get no amens out of that. I'm going to help some people. You ever wonder why you have someone that is always cheating on you? Maybe you did something in the past that you were always not trusting. Maybe you were always the one doing the cheating. So you know what kind of signs to look for. So you're always looking for the sign. Let me help you. When you look hard enough for a sign, guess what the devil's going to do? Give you a sign. Then you're going to believe the sign, and the poor joker, like, I ain't do nothing yet. Yet. God has a way of showing you truth before you get hurt if you just listen. I'm going to help some of y'all. Baby, I was just shaking down for you, girl. You missed it. See, y'all don't, oh, Lord. I'm going to stay right here. See, the Bible said when I find a wife, I find a good thing. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's my girl. You know what I'm talking about? Because if you don't respect what God has given you, what makes you think you're ever going to get respect from anybody else or anything else in your life? If you don't sow respect in, you're never going to get respect back. See, some of y'all don't even know how to keep the flame going. Come on, baby, just preach with me today. Preach with me. What you said now. Work it, baby. Just work it. What I'm trying to tell you is God brings a good thing into your life. But if you don't know how to treasure the good thing in your life, your treasure will be taken away. I guess this just has to be on this message for a while, because some of y'all looking at me like, Let me help some of y'all find a good thing. See, I knew that she was my soulmate. And when I knew she was my soulmate, it wasn't because I was making her be something that I wanted. She was already what God had in store for me. So I couldn't try to come in and change her. I had to do this. The former things will no longer be remembered, nor will they come to mind. So that when I came into this relationship, try to act my old way, try to be the dog. Yeah. Tell, I'm telling the truth now, ain't I? I'm telling the truth. And she said,
I'm I just said, I ain't those other wives. So you can't treat me that way. And I won't allow you to treat me that way.
I got a brother.
Hey. But watch this. She spoke truth. And I didn't like the truth. I'm helping y'all in here. I'm really going to help you. I didn't like truth. I'm leaving. I see him. I just playing. When you find a good thing, you treat it right. With respect and honor. Honor. Love, respect, and honor. That you don't let anything come in and defile the good thing. This was not the direction I was going. But some of y'all need to hear this. Some of y'all need to hear this. And if you want change in your relationship, respect, love, and understand one thing. She is or he is already, not because of you, because of him. You don't try to change a good thing to make it something of the old. Give me the next slide. Listen, you're going to preach to me because you're fine. Mark 11:24. Therefore I say unto you, whatever things you desire when you pray, believe that you will receive them and you shall have them. Oh, this is real. I'm going to show how real it is, girl. How it is. See, look. I was praying. I need my soulmate. Some of y'all don't know my real testimony. I can't tell you. I'll be shocked and y'all probably leave the church. But it's okay. Look. I saw my wife. Check this out. It's good. I saw my wife. She came for an interview. I said, what's up? And she hated me. But one day I hired her for a J-O-B. I hired her so I could be close to her. But she didn't want me nowhere near her. Nowhere, right? You want nowhere? She said, you're nothing but a dog. Bow wow over there. Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. She kept it real. Real. Because she knew her value. She knew her value. I didn't understand her value. I thought I was the bow wow of the bow wows. Watch this. I had the former things in my mind still. God had to show me something. Didn't know I was a prophet, but she was walking by, and I said, look at here. These hips are going to give me a son that I've never had. And she backhanded me real quick. And about 30 minutes later, I'm telling the truth, baby. About 30 minutes later, I came to. And I realized that's my soulmate. Man, I like her. What I got to do, God? He says, change. Huh? She got to change. No, you got to change, son. You already ruined two marriages before that. It wasn't me, it was them. It was you. And then I want you to look at that prophecy that's standing back there in the black shirt that is now doing the camera and the audio and visual. It's the prophecy that I prophesied that she would give me a son. That's our son. And things changed in my life because when I prayed, I believed. Watch this. I was not holy. I was heathen, all out heathen. Heathen. The devil used to call, hey, when you coming over to my house? But I believed when I prayed, I need something to change me. And he gave me a new thing. And I believed it when I prayed. Some of y'all are having a hard time believing that when you pray, you're going to get what God has told you you're going to get. See, what took place is you say, well, why do all this, look, this is not a church. We've got things hanging from the ceiling on the walls. We got parrots over there and nets. What is going on here? What took place one day here in the sanctuary was God was saying, the troubler has come. I'm going to cause trouble and havoc in the enemy's camp. You just got to trust me and believe. Amen. And I just looked over my leaders. I said, how come we just can't go and take a cruise? And that Monday, and matter of fact, I said, checks are in the mail. Matter of fact, I said, checks are in the mail.
Mine was.
And that Monday, the day after, 24 hours, say 24 hours. Turnaround. The check was in the mail. The check was in the mail. And God gave me and my wife a blessing for my children and us to take a vacation. Amen. To go on our cruise. Amen. Now watch this. You said that last week, Pastor. Now watch this. Watch this. Then come Wednesday of that week, I prophesy and say, checks are in the mail. Joy, did you not get some checks in the mail? They haven't stopped, have they? Oh, perpetual. What you said, Joy? They haven't stopped. What? Checks and the mail.
Yes. Yeah. And more coming.
Yeah. Woo-wee. Come here, Scott, Janelle. Come here. Come here. Yeah, I'm pulling my cousin up here, and she looking at me like, I'm going to get you afterward. I'm going to get you. Come on, Sky. That's it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Were you not in transition? In transition. Mm-hmm. Someone wrote something on an envelope, but I'll let her finish.
Telegram.
We were here last Sunday, and I just gave her testimony, and she talked about her vacation, and I sat back there thinking, that's great. We kept hearing checks in the mail. And throw it in there, bam. So I'm going to rewind 6 weeks. We run a budget because we were moving. You have to save, Janelle. Okay. We can't go to Fiesta, Janelle. Okay. Lionel came up here, threw it in my face that he went to Oyster Bake. Okay. No Maria's tortillas. No. Chicken on a stick, no Fiesta. Every year we take vacation during Fiesta. No Fiesta for us because we're on a budget. Okay. We have a garage sale. Sell all of our old stuff. While we're doing our garage sale, our front door neighbor had Macy's deliver furniture. Good for her. That's great. I'm getting rid of my old stuff and she's having a new furniture. So when we started to plan for our new home, rooms to go, would put flyers in the newspaper, and I'd take it to my bedroom. I'd show Sky, I want this sofa set. Okay, sugar, okay. President's Day sales, spring break day sale. There's, you like this sofa? This is on sale. Okay, we're on a budget. Okay. So last week I sat back here and I tithed and I put on my envelope because Inez got her wish and her prayers were answered. So I put, I want a new blue sofa set. And Scott, you can't put that. Yes, I can. I'm going to do it.
Yes.
So we tithed and on Monday we got a check. And it had been sitting in our mailbox for a week, the week of Fiesta. And my sofa set was $999.99. And we opened our check, and it was for $1,000.
Come on!
Scott opened the, I opened it, I'm like, oh my God. And he's like, oh, you wrote it yesterday. I was like, sofa set, so I'm gonna have a delivery truck delivered to my house with my new blue sofa set.
Amen.
So,
wow, amen.
It's thank you for letting us come here and worship and ask for the same kind of prayers that y'all want. Continue to tithe, continue to keep your faith, because I was like, well, it's not Christmas. I'm not getting my bonus. My income tax was only $9. I have no other resources. This check was from my mortgage company that happened 5 years ago when they were threatening foreclosure. So we had to get a lawyer. So this was money from way back when. So keep your faith. Keep believing. Continue to tithe because your check is in the mail.
Amen. Checks in the mail. Woo. I tell you, when you pray, believe and you shall have them. Believe. You don't quit believing. Just like the skit was, they wanted to quit. They couldn't do it. They were tired. I want to quit. They're bigger. We can't do it. You don't quit. You keep on. And you keep on believing. Here's the operative word. When you pray, you can't stop praying. You say, well, I don't know how to pray. Daddy, I need some help. I know you're not Santa Claus to give me everything that I want, but you're God that hears my desires. And if you hear my desires, I know you said that you will give me all the desires. All of them. Not some, not one, but all. I told you the waterfall is flowing and it's going to hit you. But just because you're getting sprayed, don't think that that's it. You're about to get drenched. Amen. The checks are in the mail. And they're coming your way. Yeah. They're coming your way. Well, Pastor, it's not all about money. Some of y'all need some things to be taken care of in your life. There's some legal issues that need to be dealt with. Yeah. And it's coming your way. It is coming your way. And if you're facing, oh, thank you, Jesus. If you're facing something that you only need money to get you out, above and beyond of what you think you could ever ask, he already has it in store for you. Amen. Believe when you pray, and ye shall have it. Ye shall have it. You shall have it. Amen? Amen. I want you to stand to your feet. Stand to your feet. I want you to look at your neighbor to your right and to your left and say, ye shall have it. You shall have it. You shall have it. Now watch this. Here's the disclaimer. When you pray. Believe. And you shall have it. When? Say when. I pray. I believe. I receive. And I shall have it. Whatever it is. That I'm believing God for. I'm going to have. Because when he speaks it, I already believed it. So I already have it. It's already here. I'm going to walk right into it. I'm going to walk into my healing. I'm going to walk into my deliverance. I'm going to walk into my spouse. My spouse is going to walk into me. I'm going to walk into change. I'm going to walk into elevation. I'm going to walk into new things. And I'm letting the old things pass away. And I'm embracing the new. Because God is greater than my needs. For he shall supply all my needs. In Jesus' name. Amen. Now shout like you believe it. Shout like you believe it. Shout like you believe it. Huh. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
I prophesied to David one day he was coming to take batteries out of his microphones. And I looked at him. Remember, Jeff? I turned. I grabbed him. I said, tomorrow you will get a phone call that you're going to day shifts. Monday, when he goes into his shift, they tell him, hey, you really want days? I'm going to find a replacement so you can go to days. Because he works night. that next day, did he not? God is doing whatever he desires for you. Yeah. Are you desiring change?
Yeah.
Are you desiring promotion?
Yeah.
Are you desiring increase?
Yeah.
He will give you the desires of your heart. Yeah. Pastor, God is not a bellhop. He's just going to give me everything. When you pray, believe that you receive and ye shall have them. Oh. I got to keep saying it. When you pray, believe that when you pray and believe, you will receive and you shall have it. Some of y'all may be going to Hawaii and getting married. Some of y'all may be getting a new house. You may have your mortgage paid off. You may have your debts canceled. You may have the lien that has been placed on your checking account removed.
Thank you, God.
When the water begins to flow, the only way you stop it up is by you clogging it up. Get out the way and let God do it. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. You may be seated. Thank you, baby. Look, I know.